In terms of instructional hours, the law requires 1,080 hours of instructional time. Next year's proposed calendar includes 1,130, so about 50 hours more than what's required. That allows us to not make up snow days. So with the passage of this calendar, the first three snow days will not be made up by either students or staff. When we compare instructional hours from the current year to the proposed, it's a decrease of about 7 hours. The difference in that is our teachers ask for early outs on days that we have parent-teacher conferences for them to prepare for those conferences. So there's four of those days, and that makes up the difference of 7 hours.